This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says Iran's seizure of at least one British-operated oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz is unacceptable. Hunt said that Iran's seizure of the British-owned ship Stena Impero was a threat to international commerce and that it is essential that freedom of navigation through the strait be maintained. Another British-flagged vessel, Liberian-flagged British-owned vessel, the Mestar, changed its navigation toward the Iranian coast, but the Tasnim semi-official news agency reported it had not been seized and had been allowed to continue its course. At the White House, President Trump said Britain is a longtime ally and the United States would be in contact about the incident.
So we heard about it. We heard it was one. We heard it was two. And we'll be working with the UK. They'll have a new prime minister soon, which is a good thing. And we'll be working with the UK. But we have no written agreement, but I think we have an agreement which is longstanding.
Relations between Iran and the West have been increasingly strained after Britain seized an Iranian tanker in Gibraltar on suspicion of smuggling oil to Syria in violation of EU sanctions. President Trump is expressing confidence an Iranian drone was shot down in the Strait of Hormuz, but AP's Sagar Meghani says Iran is saying no.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is VOA News.